get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's start here. When you don't give people answers, they will start making their own. It's human nature. We want to find the answers to our questions, the solutions to our problems. One of the solutions to my problems right now is rubbing my nose like this because I have horrible allergies and I just want to sneeze. So I apologize as I go through this if I don't look like I'm in the best of shape today. Allergies are horrific. But the true crime world doesn't stop. Doesn't matter how serious a case is. Doesn't matter if there's a dead child, a sealed autopsy, or a celebrity at the center of all of it. If law enforcement isn't saying much, and in this case, they aren't, then everything becomes fair game, at least in some people's minds. Every fragment becomes a clue. And suddenly you've got a bunch of very loud people on social media treating a 911 prank call like it's the linchpin in a murder investigation. When it's not, that's where we're at right now as of this recording. The death of Celeste Rivas, the 14-year-old, 15-year-old girl found dead in the front trunk of a Tesla months after she went missing. In a car linked to rising music star David. No charges filed. No suspects named as of yet. No cause of death even announced. Silence. And in that silence, chaos. Not in the investigation, but in the public interpretation of what little we do know. And that's what this piece is about. Not just the facts of the case, but the psychological shift that happens when there's a void, when real answers are in short supply. The brain goes looking for filler. Doesn't even care if it's relevant. If it feels like it could matter, people treat it like it does matter. And that brings us to the swatting. Because apparently a bogus 911 call made to the home of David's parents, a call that led nowhere, uncovered nothing, and was treated by responding deputies as a prank, is somehow being spun into a plot point. Who made the call? Did they know something? Was it intimidation? Could it have been a warning? We're now in full speculation mode over an event that in any other context will be filed under another idiot abusing emergency services. But in this case, this high profile, murky, weird story, people are grabbing whatever they can. And again, it's how our brains work. And so we got to be careful and use them. So let's reset. Let's go back to what we actually know in this case. Celeste Rivas disappeared from Lake Elsinore, California, sometime in April of 2024. She was just 13 years old. That's already a tragedy. That's a crisis. But somehow her disappearance didn't trigger the kind of sustained high urgency media cycle that other missing minors do. And people can look at that and go, well, it's because of this, it's because of that. Or it's because she went missing like all the time. Even her family doesn't seem to have been able to keep up with the amount of times she just disappears and comes back. And that may be part of why what happened next happened at all. On September 8th, 2025, more than a year after she first vanished, her body was found in the frunk of a Tesla. That's not me mispronouncing things because I'm sick right now. It's literally a frunk. It's the front trunk of a Tesla. The front trunk. The car had been parked for days on a residential street in the Hollywood Hills. It had been sighted multiple times. Eventually, it was towed to an impound lot. That's where someone, either a worker at the lot or law enforcement, finally noticed the smell. Then they opened the hood and they found Celeste. The car was registered to David Anthony Burke. If that name doesn't ring a bell, maybe a stage name does. David, D4VD. He's the singer who broke out with his viral hit, Romantic Homicide, and Here With Me. And he has or had a growing fan base and major label support. His music leans emotional, lo-fi, deep in your feelings sort of stuff. So imagine the public's reaction when a girl is found dead inside his car. You don't get a story like that without headlines. And the headlines came fast, but the facts. Those were a little slower. LAPD initially called it a suspicious death. Then they upgraded it to a homicide investigation. And as of right now, we don't know what it exactly is, other than it's suspicious. They're not saying homicide is cause of death at this moment in time, as of this recording, and that's important. But it is an investigation. They walked it back a little. Today, the official line is that they don't know yet if Celeste's death was a crime, an accident, or something else entirely. They've said she had likely been dead for weeks, possibly even months. The coroner has not released a cause or manner of death. And as of this recording, no one has been arrested or charged. So what does the public do in that silence? They start piecing together a story out of scraps. And this is where it gets dangerous. The internet fixated on a few key details. First, Celeste had a shh tattoo on her right index finger. So does David. Same word, same placement. That's weird, sure. Is it proof of a relationship? No. Is it proof of anything at all? No. But it feels like something. Then there's the song, a leaked demo called Celeste, supposedly unreleased. People dissected every lyric of this supposed unreleased song, looking for a confession, obsession, motive. Maybe it's about her. Maybe it's not. Again, no confirmation on any of this, just assumption. And then there's the property transfer. After the car was found, a home in Texas associated with David was quietly transferred into his mother's name. That was all it took for the internet to scream, cover up! The families do that, especially when lawyers get involved, especially when there's a chance of civil litigation. That doesn't make it shady, it makes it strategic. And strategic isn't illegal. And if you have nothing to hide and you did nothing wrong, but you know the avalanche is coming your way, but you're not the one who kicked the boulder that sent all of the snow plummeting down the mountain, But you better brace. You can't sit there and go, well, I wish nobody kicked that boulder that caused that avalanche. Wish all you want. It's coming towards you. So you better be prepared. Again, it doesn't make it illegal. It doesn't mean you're admitting to a crime. It means you're being strategic and you're protecting your assets. It does. The motive behind it, protecting it because you did something wrong or because the avalanche is coming your way, whether you like it or not. That's the question. We don't know the answer to that yet. Let's talk about the swatting call, because that's where things, in my opinion, have really started to spiral here in speculation land around David. Around the same time Celeste was identified publicly, a 911 call came into the Harris County Sheriff's Office in Texas. The caller, using a voice changer, claims there had been gunshots at a residence and that there was a dead female on scene. That residence belonged to David's family. Deputies responded, investigated, and found nothing. No evidence of a crime, no injuries, no arrests. In fact, Harris County deputies didn't even file an incident report. They cleared the scene and left. Swatting is a serious crime. It puts lives at risk, but it's also unfortunately common, especially when a person in the spotlight is going through a scandal. Public figures, gamers, political activists, even grieving families, they all get swatted, usually by anonymous trolls looking to harass or frighten and feel better about their tiny penises. It's true. That's a documented fact. There's no study, but I'm going to guess. If you're statistically to look at who is making those calls, I'm guessing Microland. Just a guess. In a vacuum, anything can look like a signal. People started speculating that the caller was someone with inside knowledge of the case, that maybe the SWAT was a warning, or maybe it was evidence of some deeper conspiracy, that more people were involved, that witnesses were being threatened, that the case was bigger than just one girl in a Tesla. But here's what's missing from that. Proof. Not suggestion, not implication, not vibes. Proof. There is no publicly known connection between the swatting call and the Celeste Rivas investigation. There's no evidence that the caller had any tie to the case. There's no evidence they revealed information that wasn't already public. And there's certainly no indication that law enforcement treated the call as anything more than what it appeared to be, a prank. But in the public imagination, it became something else entirely. It became a plot twist. Why? Because we're starving for answers. That's the psychological reality of high-profile death investigations with no resolution. People get tired of waiting. They get anxious. And that space, every detail gets inflated. A property transfer isn't just a line on a form. It's a clue. A prank call is just harassment. It's part of a narrative. A tattoo match isn't just coincidence. It's a hidden relationship. This is what I call weight inflation. It's a process of assigning way more significance to a detail than it deserves, simply because there's nothing else to latch onto. And weight inflation is dangerous because it derails public understanding of the actual case. It diverts attention away from the timeline, from the forensic, from the investigators who are trying quietly to build a case that could actually hold up in court. Let's talk about what does matter. What matters is how Celeste died, when she died, where she was before her death, how she ended up in that car, who last saw her alive, what phone records say, what location data shows, whether there's any trace evidence in that Tesla that ties back to another person, whether anyone lied to police, whether anyone withheld information. Those are the things that lead to charges. But what we don't know is what we don't know. And because we don't, people are trying to build the case themselves out of property deeds and audio recordings and speculation. It's irresponsible And it's dangerous. Because if this does go to trial someday, if somebody is charged, what do you think the defense team is going to do with all this? They're going to point to the social media hysteria, to the viral videos, to the commentary that leapt to conclusions without evidence. And they're going to argue that the jury pool is tainted, like they always do. That the public opinion was poisoned, that their client can't get a fair trial. And they might be right if someone was paying attention. We've seen it happen before. Judges have thrown out charges because pre-trial publicity crossed the line. Because prosecutors, police, and yes, even podcasters talk too much too soon about things that they couldn't prove. So let me be clear. I'm not here to tell you who killed Celeste Rivas. I don't know that she was killed. As of today, the cause and manner of death are still under review. That's not a cover-up. That's not incompetence. That's what it looks like when a case hinges on decomposed remains and the medical examiner has to wait on toxicology, history, and maybe even forensic anthropology to weigh in. It's slow. It's frustrating. But it's necessary. Because the only thing worse than a case with no resolution is a case that gets rushed and falls apart. So if you're angry, be angry that a child was missing for months. And did it make headlines? Be angry that it took a smell at a tow yard to bring her home. Be angry that in 2025, the most vulnerable still fall through the cracks. But don't be angry that police aren't talking. And don't treat a prank call like it's a Rosetta Stone. Because this case will rise or fall on the real evidence. The boring stuff, the data, the chain of custody, the science. That's what delivers justice, not headlines, not hashtags, not rumors. Celeste Rivas was a real person. She was loved by some and clearly not enough by others. But she mattered, and she deserves a kind of justice that doesn't depend on public outrage to exist. Let's give that a chance to happen. Tell me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, if that's where you're watching us. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we got for you right here. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you'll find us on YouTube or wherever you get podcasts. Until next time, that's me. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.